Welcome, Green Future Growers, Progressive Radio Network listeners, and anybody who's new to the show. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer, and let's get growing.
Hey, Green Future Growers. So it is Tuesday, July 3rd, 2018, the day before the 4th of July, and I'm talking to Andrea Catherine. We haven't talked in so long, and so I'm excited to have her here with us today. And welcome back, Andrea.
Thank you. Good to be here. Yeah, it's been a little while, and glad to catch up with you again, Jackie, and be able to share with all your listeners. It's rainy and 47 degrees on July 3rd in Kalispell, Montana. I think we've gone back in time. I remember like 3 or 4 weeks ago, or even more than that, just, you know, how warm Memorial Day weekend. I got so sunburnt. I was outside, it was sunny and warm, and it hasn't been that warm since. So at the same time, we can use the rain, especially in such a dry, typically dry climate. And so our vegetables, I think, are growing well. And I've been enjoying getting my farm share every week from Brooke and Sean, Brooke Bohannon and Sean Hard, Wicked Good Farm. And I'd like to talk about cabbage this week.
Cool.
I don't think I've talked about cabbage yet. I think I've maybe mentioned it as like a good spring kind of clearing out food. It's a kapha balancing food. So it's good gut cleanser. And it's not the food, you know, that you want to eat raw if you're already tending towards gas and constipation. You'll definitely want to cook your cabbage. So I'm going to share two different ways. And I have an intern working with me this summer named Margaret Beck, and she's an amazing young woman and has a passion for healthy food and fitness. And so she's been writing up some recipes for the share that I do, the trade that I do for my farm share. And she shared this Napa cabbage crunchy Asian slaw recipe that she got from kitchencat.com, or I'm going to spell out the name of the website because it's not quite kitchen. It's kitschencat.com. And I'm just going to double check and make sure I told you that correctly in case you want to look it up. But I want to share that recipe, and then I want to share how I like that is correct. Kitchen, like, yeah, there's like it looks like maybe a little Asian influence. This woman's name is Jessie, and she's from Austin, Texas. So you can check out her recipes on her website. So this is one of them, crunchy Asian slaw. And just so you know, cabbage is full of fiber, which is another reason it's so good for clearing out our gut, right? Aiding in us feeling satiated or full because it's so water rich and fibrous. Helps to clean the colon, support gut health, and support digestive regularity. But again, if you are prone to gas and constipation, make sure you cook your cabbage.
So that's in this recipe, question, like, because I don't cook my cabbage for coleslaw, but is this like a coleslaw? Like, I was thinking it was raw. No,
this one's a raw recipe. I'm going to share a cooked recipe as well. That's not a slaw, but a cooked cabbage recipe. So first I'll share the raw one, which is great if you're tending toward really fast digestion, right? And you kind of need to slow things down. So if things go right through you, then this is a great one. So this is the crunchy Asian slaw that's from the Kitchen Cat. So first you're going to wash and chop and take one head of Napa cabbage. Napa cabbage is like, it's softer. It's like more delicate. It's an Asian cabbage. And I actually really like it. I also will make sauerkraut with it. And at some point I might share that recipe too. But Napa cabbage is different than like your traditional head of green cabbage. So if you can get Napa cabbage from your farmers, that's what is used in this recipe. And it's just, it's a lighter, softer, easier to chew, that kind of thing when it's raw. So you're going to chop one head of Napa cabbage and 2 cups of broccoli florets, 2 large carrots and 2 green onions. So of course you can sub in whatever vegetables are available. So if I was making this based on what I've had in my share last week, I would probably have used the Napa cabbage. We did have broccoli, I haven't had carrots yet or green onions, but I have had lots of garlic scapes.
We have garlic scapes. Mike keeps telling me we have garlic scapes ready.
Yeah, they're so good. And, you know, it's really interesting when you slowly pull the scape out of the garlic plant. And for those of you who are like, what the heck is a garlic scape? When the garlic grows, it kind of looks like a stalk of corn. And then it has this green, tender piece that grows out that will turn into a flower. Now, if that turns into a flower, it takes all the energy from the bulb that turns into the garlic bulb. And you don't, if you're wanting the garlic, then you don't want it to flower, just like any other plant. So if you pull that out, and if you pull it gently, you'll get quite a long scape, as it's called. And it's really tender. Chop it up. I love to cook with garlic scapes, right? It's like,
it tastes
really
like garlic.
Fresh. Yeah, it does. And you can make like a pesto with it if you want. Lots of things to do with garlic scapes. So if I was making the Napa cabbage slaw, I would use the scapes instead of green onions right now because that's what I have. And then maybe if you had some fresh mint or cilantro, you could put that in there too. So you can kind of decide what the vegetables are. But I would make sure, so in this recipe, she says chop. I would do it pretty thinly sliced. Because if you're thinking you're going to have this raw, you want to, chopping and pureeing and cooking is like starting the digestive process early. So the finer you chop it, then the less work that your body has to do to digest the food. Because pretty realistically, most of us don't chew our food enough. So we can start the chewing process outside of our body. So you're going to get all your veggies the way you want them, and then you're going to make a sauce. So again, you could use a garlic clove, or you could use the garlic scape, or fresh garlic greens, depending on just what's available to you, or if you have green onions. Then you could use a quarter teaspoon of ground ginger, or a little less of fresh ginger if you have it.
Hey, you know what I got in New York?
What was that?
Fresh turmeric.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Was cool.
They have it some of the health food stores here as well. It'll turn everything you own orange, like even more than the powder. I had an old cheese grater that I would, you know, use the turmeric on, and it was just like, you know, remain kind of a gold color. But, you know, but you do need to mind that it is a dye as well. Yes, you could add turmeric to it as well. Some olive oil or oil of your choice, like avocado oil maybe, or coconut oil, rice vinegar, soy sauce, or I love to use Bragg's amino acids. There's also a coconut, there's a coconut amino acids, or I don't know what it's called, but Bragg's is putting out something made from coconut instead of soy. So if you're not on for soy, you could look for that. And then a quarter cup of plain Greek yogurt, which I've been really enjoying. You know, the plain Greek yogurt for a lot of dressings recently.
I love it.
And then if you need sweetener, yeah, you can add some local raw honey. You could also add maple syrup if you're on the East Coast and you have that accessible. And then you're mixing it all together. In this recipe, she says you could add those chow mein noodles or sesame sticks if you need the crunch or you're up for the carbs. But I think you could probably just do it with the veggies and the sauce. So that's a raw version of what to do with cabbage this time of year. So again, the ginger and the rice vinegar and the yogurt and the soy sauce will help aid in that digestive process, right? So it's not that you're just eating raw food that's not going to have any fire in it. You will, but I want to also share, especially because it's cold today, a cooked cabbage recipe. But that's the Asian slaw. And again, you can go to kitchencat.com, KITSCHEN cat.com for her variation of that recipe. So I'm grateful for Margaret for sharing that. So the way that I love to cook cabbage that feels like comfort food to me actually comes from my former mother-in-law who's Jamaican. And this is what I would watch her do in the kitchen. And I'm sure I don't do it exactly the same, but every time I cook cabbage in this way, it reminds me, it just feels like she's cooking me that cabbage, and it's like very homey and soothing. And she will start with some kind of oil, right? Some kind of fat, and then add spices. So cumin, ginger, garlic, maybe then she'll add some, she calls condiments like onions and fresh garlic if you have it. And then she'll add peppers. If you don't have peppers, you know, you can skip them. Like if you're really working with seasonal, this is where I would do the garlic scapes for sure. This is where I'd also do the stalks of some of the heartier greens like kale or chard. And then I love to cook those stalks. So you're getting some of that crunch in there, but the spices are really important. So the salt and the pepper and the cumin and the coriander, I often will add turmeric and ginger as well and just let it get really aromatic. And then I've got my, I use like a typical head of cabbage, like what we would think of as cabbage. You could use the Napa cabbage here, but it's going to cook a lot quicker. So you just need to mind that. But I slice it really thinly. It's really beautiful if you can mix the red and green together. I have a pretty large skillet, and so if I do a whole head of cabbage in there, it'll fit. But you just need to know that it's going to take up some room and then it'll cook down. So slice that really thinly, add it in there, toss it around, and really just let it cook down. And the spices really make it just so delicious. You can add really whatever vegetables you have. I added shiitake mushrooms the other day because I wanted some protein in there. You could top it with some seeds or nuts. You could mix it with other greens, but just the cabbage and the condiments, as she calls them, the peppers, the onions, the garlic, and then the spices. It's just, it can be such a soothing side dish. I even had it as a main dish when I cooked it with the mushrooms the other day. You can mix it with rice or you could serve it with fish. But I think cabbage is so versatile. We didn't even talk about fermenting it, but I'd like to do that maybe in the fall. We'll talk about doing some kraut with the cabbage.
Okay. It's the same Napa cabbage too?
Well, so you could use the Napa cabbage, but it's just going to cook quicker. I have made it with Napa cabbage. It's a different consistency, right? Because the Napa cabbage is thin. I think it kind of caters itself to be used raw because it's so thin, you know, but you can definitely cook it. I have before, but I tend more to using the heartier cabbage for the kraut and cooking. But yeah, there's really no wrong way.
Red cabbage.
Yeah, absolutely. A red or a green cabbage. Yep, and the red's going to just have more antioxidants. And this is the thing with cooking that I love so much, Jackie, is that you can't really go wrong unless you try to cook lentils and pasta together, which is what I did when I was about 21, and it was the worst meal I ever made. But there's so much room for experimenting and play. And have fun with it. Try the two different cabbages. Try them both raw. Try them both cooked. Vary the spices. You know, if the spices I mentioned don't sound good to you, use the ones you're familiar with and maybe just add one new one. And that's where you get to really experiment and take a recipe and make it your own.
I like that. Awesome. Well, I think listeners will like this. Our Napa, I can't imagine there's cabbages in Montana right now.
Oh, yeah. I've had a Napa cabbage from my farm's share a couple weeks ago, and I just cooked a green cabbage this week from my farm share from last week. I think I may have even had a third. I've had at least two cabbages come up already. That's why I'm sharing it. They're popping up.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Our cabbages are just babies in the ground. They wouldn't be like, I can't even imagine they'd be ready for months.
Well, and I'm guessing,
I think.
Yeah, right. She may have started them much earlier.
Yeah.
So even if they're not quite up yet, you can look for them in the future.
Cool. Yeah, it's been rainy. We've been getting a lot of firewood. So I think it's supposed to get hot tomorrow, though, for the 4th of July.
Just in time.
So
we're really good to connect and share with you. And I'm looking forward to doing this regularly again.
Yep. All right, cool. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good, Jackie.
And we'll see you, listeners. I'll try to have us out Friday for sure. And that'll be our thing, Tuesdays awesome. And Fridays.
Yay.
Okay. Folks that I'm doing a retreat with in October at Dancing Spirit Ranch in Columbia Falls, and talk about a beautiful view and property. And that will be a place where I'm doing some cooking demos and people can learn some of these recipes I'm sharing. And we're going to spend a lot of time outside and moving our bodies, and the retreat is called Fearless Self-Love, at home in your heart. And so we're going to really explore what does it mean to be at home in our own hearts and content with what is.
Do you know someone who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast? If you like what you hear, we'd love it if you'd share the Organic Gardener podcast with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember, grow local.